The first sign that yesterday might not end well for Bill O'Brien came early when Republicans tried to alter the proposed rules for electing a speaker. Instead of a vote by secret ballot, which has been the norm in contested elections, O'Brien's allies moved to require a roll call vote, ensuring that every lawmaker's preference in the speaker's race would become public. Windham Representative David Bates proposed the new rules. He mostly pitched them as a way to speed things up, but he also acknowledged the change would make it harder for other candidates to challenge O'Brien.
We hoped that members will adopt these rules and have our organization day proceed as orderly as possible.
But order wasn't the order of the day. Democrats, who had never seen the GOP rules, immediately cried foul.
When I came here to vote today, I passed by a mountain of ballot boxes.
Jackie Callie Pitts represents Portsmouth.
Which means we were prepared to vote by paper ballot. And I believe that voting in an open ballot is wrong.
The new rules were also criticized by the man who would ultimately become Speaker, Hudson Republican Sean Jasper. He suggested the push for new rules without giving notice to Democrats wasn't fair.
We've been promised that we would have a different kind of House, and here we are in our very first really procedural vote, and we have a very clear idea of where we're going now.
But few could have predicted where the House would end up yesterday. The route was circuitous. For most of the day, O'Brien and his allies scrambled to hold things together. They fought parliamentary rulings of the House clerk and called for a recess mid-debate for a closed-door caucus with State Republican Chair Jennifer Horn. They also worked to make the case that electing Bill O'Brien wouldn't deal a blow to collegiality. Representative Rick Ladd represents Haverhill.
He has the knowledge, a caring attitude, and stated desire to work with both sides of the aisle, and this is our opportunity.
And here's O'Brien himself.
I hope that every one of you, if I get elected Speaker, will understand that my office door is always open, that this process will always be open, and that I want to talk with every one of you.
When it was Sean Jasper's turn, his backers stressed his ability to work with others and to disagree without being disrespectful. Jasper himself argued that O'Brien and his allies were less interested in dialogue than in getting their way.
I just came out of a caucus where I was essentially yelled at for 15 minutes without the opportunity to respond.
The House will be in order. The member is allowed to speak.
And this is my concern. This is why I am standing here. The House deserves better. We deserve to respect each other. I am a Republican, and I know many will say I'm not. I have been a Republican since before I was registered to vote.
But without the support of Democrats, Sean Jasper wouldn't have won. After the first ballot, on which Bill O'Brien fell 4 votes shy of the majority he needed, Jasper got into the race, and the Democratic nominee for Speaker, Steve Shurtleff, dropped out. Democrats then backed Jasper. Prior to the final votes, Jasper sought to reassure members of his own party that if he were elected, Republicans would lead every committee. But Jasper also said that under his watch, the Speaker's role would be less political.
The Speaker should really not be the political arm of this body. That belongs to the minority offices and the majority offices.
Within the hour, the Speaker's gavel was his. After the 195-178 vote, Jasper looked stunned and relieved, and said he'd save any public reflection for another time.
I understand what a difficult day this has been for all of us, and it's not my time now, it is your time. And so there will be no speech from me today.
On that last point, the new House Speaker and the guy most expected to be House Speaker seem to agree. Bill O'Brien left Reps Hall yesterday without comment before the tally of the final vote was even announced. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.